from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, damn glad to have you on a Friday, beautiful Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on, man. Jeez.
Good Lord, man.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Lisa's bringing in donut holes for everybody today in the office.
I love Lisa. She's single.
I don't know. I'll have to find out.
Yeah, dude.
Gary's already hitting on her, so.
Yeah, Gary. That's true,
damn
yeah.
It, Gary. Damn it, Gary. is that a bit for the football season? Damn it, Gary. Anytime you see some mishap, more people in on the script. If Kirk Cousins does really well, you have to wonder if the Raiders could pull off a trade with the Falcons for Michael Penix Jr.
Thank you, Miles, for that one. I do like it, and I will say no, because okay. I don't want the Raiders to get him. You know, a friend of mine is a Raider fan. I think we all know people that are Raider
Kramer.
Fans, right? Kramer, yeah. Right? But I'm not even talking about Kramer. I'm talking about Tammy from the Weston son-in-law, which shout out, Tammy. So he's a Raider fan. We were talking at the draft at the landing at the draft party, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I guess it wasn't at the draft party. It was somewhere else. But anyway, shout out landing in Liberty. He said to me, he goes, man, we were all ready for Michael Penix Jr. to be the quarterback for the Raiders. Like everybody thought Michael Penix Jr. was going to the Raiders. Raider fan was getting excited about it. And then Atlanta goes ahead and takes him and is like, what the hell did they just do? Oh, my God, that was our quarterback of the future. And you took him. And yeah, if Kirk Cousins plays well, but what did the owner say? Something like he's only on like a 1-year deal or something like that. Like the owner kind of spoke out of turn yesterday.
Right.
About that, so I don't think the Atlanta Falcons would trade Michael Penix Jr. because I do believe they drafted him for the reason of being the future quarterback, learning from Kirk Cousins for a year or two, and then taking over. I'm a huge Michael Penix Jr. fan. He reminds me so much of Warren Moon, not just because he's lefty and played at Washington, but, I mean, he's got a rifle on him, man. That guy can throw the ball all over the yard, and Warren, if you ever watch Warren Moon play, I don't know, man, that guy's got one of the prettiest footballs I've ever seen thrown. Like, Warren could dot eyes all over the place, right? I love Michael Penix Jr. I think he's going to be a great football player in this league. The only problem is I just don't know when we're going to see Michael Penix Jr. because I don't know that it's only going to be a year, Dusty. I'm imagining at least 2 years for Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. But again, I could
see
be wrong.
See how that leg holds up.
Yeah.
Coming off that Achilles injury later in his career. That's right. Why I think Michael Penix got drafted. Plus, there's a lot of weapons on that offense. A lot of weapons on that Atlanta offense.
Right.
Speaking of a lot of weapons, there was an article written, I believe, yesterday. And the way they described this starting rotation, you don't have to overthink this one, they said. This group of pitchers has been solid all season. You don't need massively high K to nine strikeouts per nine innings or other statistics to prove that. This team has been highly efficient on the mound. All four of these pitchers deserve high praise for helping to catapult Kansas City to a playoff caliber ball club, and the rotation only got stronger recently with the addition of Michael Lorenzen. The best news for Kansas City is that this rotation will remain intact for multiple years should Michael Wacha opt into his player option next season. I believe he will.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else has multiple years via arbitration or pre-arb except for Lugo, who has next season and a player option for 2026. He ain't going anywhere.
Right.
Top of the rotation, Number one is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Number two is the Philadelphia Phillies. And number three is your Kansas City Royals. They sit at the top in the American League in rotation. They are a top three in Major League Baseball. And it is all anchored by Seth Lugo, Brady Singer, Cole Reagans, Michael Wacha. And now we mentioned Michael Lorenzen will step in as the fifth starter.
You say anchored there, right? And usually when somebody uses the term, it's anchored by. And then you listed four guys. and that's not a shot at you. That's a like, oh, my God. Mm. We have four legitimate guys in this rotation. Mm-hmm. And that's why, to me, when people talk about, is this a playoff team?
Yeah.
That's why they are a playoff team, Dusty, because they're anchored by literally everybody in their rotation. They just got a reinforcement. They went and took the weakest link out of their rotation. No offense, Alec Marsh, but he was the fifth starter. If you can improve your ball club, you go out there and you try to improve your ball club. Mm-hmm. They believe that they did that. But if the rotation keeps up doing what it's been doing for the better part of 100 plus games now, the Royals are going to be more than a playoff team. They're going to be a team that makes a run in October. How deep of a run? Well, it'll be as far as their starting pitching is going to take them. And that's what October baseball is all about. It's all about those four guys that you just mentioned there. When you can go out and dominate a game with your starting staff, you're putting yourself in position to have an opportunity to win in the postseason. It's not about Aaron Judge mashing home runs, because those get diminished in the postseason. Games are close in the playoffs. They're 2-1 games, 3-2 type of games. Every pitch matters. And when you can roll out a starting rotation that has four, potentially five guys that the other team is scared of, that's a great thing. And what makes it even greater is in a three-game series, you're only going to need two of those starters. In a five-game series, you're only going to probably need two of those starters. In a seven-game series, you may need three of those starters, right? And so the guys that you don't have in your rotation now go to your bullpen, and it makes your bullpen even stronger. Like, this team is setting itself up to not just make the postseason, but I believe go on a nice run in the postseason because of that starting staff.
Right, and tonight it'll be Cole Reagans versus Skubal. As the Royals and Tigers will play again at 5:40, Vern's pregame show at 4:30. Mm-hmm. Reagan's in that conversation. Seth Lugo sits the top with the ERA 2.66, Brady Singer 2.88, Cole Reagans 3.37, and Michael Wacha a 3.57 ERA.
Remember that show from the 80s, 3.37 with Jack A? It was great.
That was my GPA in college, though.
Oh, wow.
Dean's list.
I don't think I had it, too.
But no, that's the best part about this is that we go back to yesterday's conversation about how Brett Veach always tries to patch up. J.J. McCullough did exactly that. And MLB Network and a lot of people, you know, Vern, yourself, a lot of people included, said this bullpen or this rotation is far and away better than last year and will be 10 to 15 wins better. Well, we were all underestimated that because they're more than that. They're going to be like 25 games better. And not only that, they revamped that bullpen, right? Mm-hmm. They got a couple pieces that can come in here and kind of patch things up. You still have Chris Bubich in that rotation. I believe Alec Marsh got sent down to kind of figure out a new role, how to be like, hey, you don't have to throw it 93, 94. Now you can hum it at 98, 99 because you're only going one inning. So you patch that up. Plus you look at this lineup that has three guys that are hitting 2, 3, and 4 with 70 or more RBI in the lineup. Sal Perez.
RBI.
Yeah. Sal Perez has almost got, you know, a 280 average. Vinny Pasquantino is starting to lift the ball. A 2-run homer night last night. Called game in the first inning. Yep. You and him both did. And then you talk about anchors, then you've got the hottest hitter in baseball who's hitting 350 and cannot get out for to save his life, only struck out once in his last 24 at bats. You put all that together in the recipe bowl, and it's like we talked to Doug Glanville, what was that, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And he said, how much do you not want to play the Royals in the playoffs? I don't want to play them at all. You got a pitching rotation that can lock it up every single night if they need to. Lugo goes 8 innings, Singer went 7. Now you get Cole Reagans, who's supposed to be the ace, and you just keep winning when you're supposed to keep winning.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And how do you do that? Dominant pitching, bats show up when they need to, and that keeps going. This team's going to have a fun August.
You know, tonight, okay, 5:40, you mentioned Skubal versus
Cole Reagans
tonight, right? Are you more interested in watching Reagans take on Detroit hitters or watching our hitters go after Skubal? Because for me, I'm more interested to see what our hitters can do against a bona fide Cy Young ace. and see how they go up there and beat the snot out of this guy. I think Cole Reagans is going to be fine. I don't think we can learn a lot about Cole Reagans tonight, because I think Cole Reagans is going to go out there and dominate. It's the Tigers, and especially if the Royals get an early lead. But I'm interested to see what the Royals do against a bona fide ace tonight. Tonight's a big test for the Royals' bats. If they go make Tarik Skubal look like Skubal Tarik or whatever, or Tarik and Christina from the coast, I think that's a great sign. So I'm hoping for tonight that our hitters go up there and absolutely take a licking to Tarik Skubal and go out there and act like he's nobody special.
We talk about Bobby Witt and Aaron Judge in the MVP race. If Tarik Skubal gets lit up by the Royals tonight, and then Monday Brady Singer hoses down the Red Sox.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be talking.
And I mean, if Lugo keeps doing what he's doing, and the text line mentioned it, you have two pitchers that could honestly be in a conversation for Cy Young.
Yeah.
There's a reason why the Royals are doing exactly what they're doing.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.